are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Night's game. Yeah.
All right, and we are back. Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, bad never, of course, ready to bring you wrestling news. This week, of course, we're going to be covering AEW Grand Slam. We're going to do a couple of new segments that I feel like we should probably introduce because things are getting a little stale around here, so why the hell not? Of course, your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Yes, and we're also going to be talking a little bit about WWE. Not really much happened, but of course, we'll get into those as well. But yeah, this week of wrestling was...
It was good. And it wasn't great because Grand Slam was really good. Like, they had really good matches. And then WWE this week was a little mid. So that's why even I just said it was all right.
I'm going to say WWE was mid, but only because, like, I didn't like some of the booking decisions.
Yeah.
Which we'll definitely talk about. Because like,
there was still good stuff, obviously. But...
Yeah, yeah, of course. Like, WWE was still good. It was just, like, some of the booking decisions they made, I was like, what the hell are you doing? It made no sense. But anyways, of course, as we like to always do, we like to start off with the top stories. So top stories of the week, do you want to get into those?
How about Ricky Starks' debut in NXT? I guess we can start right off the bat.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was out of nowhere, and it was pretty quick.
You see, they're not even calling him Ricky Starks yet.
They haven't called him nothing.
They haven't called him anything.
So I hope they don't change his name. Cause...
I mean, apparently he owns the rights to that name, so they can call him that if they want.
It's just dumb how they haven't even said his name, and he's made two appearances now?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the day after being released by AEW, like that fast.
It was that fast.
Like, bro probably wasn't even signed yet. They just like, yeah, we're going to sign you. Just come over and say something.
Well, all the reports were saying that he was signed so fast that they have no merch. They didn't even have his name set or like, no music. Nothing like that. That's why he just came out through the crowd.
Yeah, he came out through the crowd.
And they never mentioned his name because they have nothing yet. Like, I feel like Ricky Starks is a pretty easy name to change, though. Like, you can do, like, Ricky Storm or something like that. I'm not saying that's a good name.
But
what's
the point of changing it if he even owns it? And everybody knows him by Ricky. Just keep it, whatever.
Well,
it's like Jay Cargo. Everybody,
that's true.
Just keep it. What's the?
There's no point in changing it. I don't think they're gonna
find a nice theme for him, even though Death Rebel is usually not is very bad at doing things.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, Ricky Starks is going to sign his contract on NXT this week. Speaking of NXT, they had NXT Vengeance this week as well. Had a couple of really good matches on there. Of course, Jordynne Grace, of course, making her debut.
Yeah, she debuted as well. That was good.
That was really good. She made a debut and confronted, of course, Galia, who was the NXT Women's Champion.
Who retained in that was a Fatal 4-Way, right?
Great Fatal 4-Way, too.
Bayley, Roxanne Perez.
Bayley, Roxanne Perez, and...
off the top of my tongue. Oh, my God. Cora Jade, sorry.
Cora Jade, there you go.
And obviously Julia.
Yeah. She did great. I thought it was a great match. And Jordynne Grace in NXT, I thought she was just going to be, like, moved directly to the main roster, but you know what?
Roster is stacked.
Main roster is stacked.
It's kind of the same reason why they put Ricky Starks in NXT. Like, main roster is stacked right now.
No, I agree with Ricky Starks in NXT, though. I feel like
he's still pretty young, right?
I don't think he's that young.
He's probably like 30.
He's NXT young, but he's not NXT. He's wrestling run. He's like 35.
That's
36.
What I meant. A couple years in NXT is not going to hurt him.
We also had Opal Femi defeating, of course, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. With Theory and Grayson Waller, of course, showing more and more that they're probably going to have a breakup soon.
Yeah, because even though it's a triple threat, they stop each other from winning matches. Like, Theory almost won at one point, and then Waller almost won at one point.
Yeah, Grayson Waller hit his finisher on Theory. Kind of
supposed to, but still, yeah. And then, yeah, Grayson Waller hit his finisher, exactly.
Yeah, that was
so
crazy.
They're going to break up, obviously, soon. They've already been showing signs for a few weeks now.
Yeah, no, it was a good match. Honestly, NXT Vengeance was fire.
Oh, but Femi looks unstoppable.
It happened like basically right before like the 3-point contest and the dunk contest on NBA.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on TV, so I was like watching everything.
Yeah, and then Grand Slam was at 10. It was at 11.
Grand Slam
basically.
Was very late.
It was late as hell.
Yeah, it was. But what else? The Trick Williams match was great with
That was pretty
Eddie,
good.
Was it Eddie?
Eddie Thorne.
Yeah, with Eddie Thorpe, and then
Thorpe. Yeah, sorry, I said Thorne.
Ethan Page got the victory over Javon Evans.
That was a good
Another good match. A lot of good stuff happened. And then that new team debut, there was like a kind of like the Shield, but it was four of them.
Oh my God.
They beat up two.
It looked
two different
weird,
teams.
But
yeah, it was, I don't know.
Hopefully they book it right.
They look like they're literally trying to copy the Shield because they even had a powerbomb.
Yeah. It was like a four man powerbomb.
It was like a four man power. Yeah, I don't know. And then I don't know. They was just, it looks too much like the Shield. They weren't all black.
They had the mask.
It's like, yeah, it looks like the exact way the Shield debuted. Remember?
It's true.
So it's kind of like
they're just rewriting it,
but like hopefully they don't fuck it up. I don't know.
Yeah. In terms of other top stories, we have Michelle McCool being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen some haters online saying not deserved or blah, 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 which kind of makes no sense. She's literally the first Divas champion and the first to win Divas and Women's champion. So,
yeah.
That's a milestone right there.
That's a great milestone. And I think she was probably one of the better wrestlers back then. Like, fighting in that Divas era when there wasn't really a lot of good wrestlers.
It's not even that. They weren't giving them, like, chances. Like, at all. It was just,
I think it's
like whenever she had the chance to wrestle, she stood out like Lita and like Mickie James.
I think it's not only that though. It's like you have to realize that the Hall of Fame isn't only for just like your wrestling skills. It's what you contribute to the business, and she's always been around ever since she retired, regardless.
Yeah, she even shows up a couple rumbles here and there.
Exactly. She contributes to the business. So there's no freaking thing. I think on that new show that they're doing, she was helping train some of the women's wrestlers. What the hell is that thing called again? LFG, something like that?
It's like Legends and Future Greats.
Legends and Future Greats. Yeah, yeah. So they did like a little clip where she was actually helping train. So she's obviously giving back. She deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's ridiculous that there's a case.
And then obviously, like I just said, if you're first ever champion and then women's shit as well, that's like already Hall of Fame worthy right there.
No, for real. But yeah, other than that, what were the other top stories? Oh, Malakai Black got freaking released. Miro got released. They're definitely heading back to WWE with the reports that they're already trying to make up some storylines.
Yeah, they're already like in the process of that happening.
They definitely got to separate them though. Like Miro has to go to like Raw or SmackDown and then vice versa with Malakai Black.
Yeah, you can't put two little people on the same show.
Nah. What do you think they should fit though? I think Malakai should probably go to...
I don't know about the thing. I just know Malakai should
be
getting a better push, probably.
Malakai on Raw would be nice?
I don't know.
I just don't know what the hell Miro would do. Honestly, Miro versus Braun Breaker, that would be pretty fire.
Unless they put him back in NXT. No, I'm playing. They already got
it. They're not going to be in NXT. Not at all. But yeah, other than that, any other top stories?
Not that I've... Yeah, I think that's pretty much all the top stories right there.
All the top stories. All right, cool. So, of course, the first thing I do want to bring up is our new freaking segment called Push, Bury, or Future Endeavor. So let's go ahead and get into that. Of course, I made this up. I don't want Elvis to know the three people because I want him to just answer truthfully on the spot. I don't want him to give him time to think that much on it. So, of course, the first three people. After this week, we are going to put them random. We're just going to pick from like a hat and pick three wrestlers. Yeah, we're going to do that. But this week, I just wanted to pick three people that were pretty easy. That way you don't have to think that hard, and especially because I'm just bringing this thing on you. So, yeah, first three people are going to be Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
And Jon Moxley, a.k.a. Dean Ambrose, or formerly known as Dean Ambrose.
So, I'm sorry to Moxley. I'm doing Future
Immediately? Yo, this kid didn't even think on it.
I'm not liking, like, the Death Riders thing. It's like, I'm not, like, it's not boring, but. I'm not liking my champion right there in AEW. So.
But damn, what is he, a four-time? I think he's a four-time AEW champion. He's won the New Japan title multiple times.
I know.
Over there.
But I can't go against my tribal chief. And then I think Seth Rollins is one of the best wrestlers, too, on the planet. So I don't know.
It's true. But
I think he's a better probably wrestler than both of them, like, overall. Like, in-ring wrestler.
Who, Moxley?
Rollins.
Rollins and both of them?
Over Roman and Moxley.
I would say Rollins before injury. Yes.
Well, even now, yeah. I guess he's been
even injured. Now.
So then you said push.
And yeah. Barry. So push and Barry. Dan, you immediately just Future Endeavors to Jon Moxley. That's kind of crazy.
No hate. Oh my God, this is hard. I guess. Damn.
And it's in this state right now. It's not like you know. Because
they've been pushing both of them forever.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to basically bury one of them now and continue to push the other one. You got to answer truthfully.
Either way, people are going to hate on it.
So. Doesn't matter. It's your opinion.
Push.
Think about it like this. Roman Reigns has had his tribal chief gimmick. He's still going after that. Seth Rollins is going through the whole thing where he actually curb stomped Roman Reigns, and he's still going after CM Punk. That looks like that's going to be the match at WrestleMania, that triple threat match there. So basically, you can kind of think of it as like, out of them two, who should win and who should continue their push while the other one should get buried and go lower down the card.
All right, so I'm going to say bury, but I don't mean, like, bury them in their freaking trash. So, but I guess that's kind of the segment. So As of right now, I say push Seth.
Push Seth.
This is my only reason.
Other than our tribal chief.
And I love the tribal chief gimmick more than like most, like probably the best gimmick ever almost. He had the title for like, when was the last time Seth was, oh yeah, he was just World Heavyweight Champion. What are you talking about? Oh my God, but this rivalry with CM Punk is great. Oh my God, this is like the hardest thing ever.
Nah, you already said it. It's already been solidified.
Push Seth and bury Roman Reigns.
Damn. How far do you bury him?
Literally like.
No, this is the hardest thing ever. Barry means he's not getting that title anytime soon. He's just going to be involved in like basic like rivalries, I guess you can say. Like he's going to lose a couple of matches.
I don't think either of them are going after the title soon anyways, but.
Yeah. But I'm talking about you got to push and bury. So one of them's going to go after the title. The other one's going to get buried down the card.
Yeah, but I'm liking this Lou Rollins who looks like he's going back heel. So I say keep pushing that.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to interpret it. You're pushing Rollins as this new heel character. He's going after, remember, he just cursed off the hell out of Roman. And then Roman just got his Ula follow back, but he just got beat to hell by this guy. So I say, I'm just going to keep it at that.
Damn.
Got no choice.
No argument for Moxley?
Moxley does have an argument, of course, because of his career. But as of right now, even though he's AEW World Champion, we can all agree the world champion run has not been good.
No, you're right. The championship run.
If I had to choose out of the three, and I think out of the three, well, he's a great wrestler, but like I just think I don't know.
Okay,
I might have to I'm gonna keep it at that.
All right, fine. All right, I'll let you live with that. Why the hell not?
None of the three will get buried if it was real or get future endeavor. Let's just. But I had to choose. It's like it's just you had to choose. Whatever.
All right, cool.
And in terms of the storylines right now, Seth is like that storyline is gonna look like it's gonna be great. As a heel, and he's still going after Punk. He wants that, and then the truth is,
nah, you're right.
All right, cool. Right now.
So let us know in the comments, and I want to know your opinion. Who are you going to push, Barry, in future endeavor out of Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose, or John Moxley?
Bro, pick the Shield.
Yeah, that's the first one. It's an easy one. Yes. Let us know, please.
It was not easy, trust me.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to, of course, Raw. We're going to be doing things a little bit different now. Of course, we usually just talk about each match there, you know. But I just want to go through it, talk about the main key points, and then, of course, let's go ahead and get into AEW Grand Slam later on because, of course, that was the big show that happened. But, of course, we did have Raw starting off with, of course, Jey Uso yeeting. Gunther, of course, attacking him from behind, and Jey Uso basically formally saying he is going to go after Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Just quick point there. I just want to say that I thought he was going to go after Cody Rhodes. Even though the story isn't there at the moment, it just seems like he has more history with Cody. I thought it would have been a little bit more fun and more interesting to see.
He has the recent history with Gunther. Obviously, he just lost to him. Yeah, that's why. But I kind of thought that too.
Well, not only that, the match that he had with Gunther was not that like crazy. It wasn't that good. Unless he knew from that point that he was going to win and they were going to hold back and show it all at that WrestleMania moment. I don't know.
Was that a Saturday Night's Main Event?
Yes.
Saturday's main event is not WrestleMania. They're not going to put on a 5-star.
It's true.
They're not going to book a 5-star match at Saturday's main event on regular TV.
I guess you're right.
Let's just hope there's a way that this match turns out awesome, like incredible.
No, I agree.
Maybe stipulation against it, but I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
Got to give it time.
We'll give it time. And
see how the beef, because they already have a lot of beef on.
We'll give it time. Eventually, we're going to have a definite conversation either way, about like that rivalry.
Gonna have him yeeting with the title soon, maybe.
Most likely. We had Damage Control defeating, of course, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Sorry, I always say Gonzalez. We also had Elimination Chamber qualifier between Bailey and Lyra Valkyria. That is one thing I do not agree with, and this goes for SmackDown too. Why the hell did both of the mid card women's champions lose the qualifying matches? Yeah. I understand if one of them loses, that's fine, but. You want people to take that thing seriously, and I'm pretty sure I saw somebody else make the same point. Then you should have at least one of them win. Like the fact that they're losing, it shows that like you really do not want anybody to take that title seriously. Come on.
Yeah. I agree, and at the same time, I kind of understand this is a little bit like they already have a mid-card title, so why the Elimination Chamber is to go after the world title. So
why even have them in the qualifier match?
Yeah, that's true.
So it makes no sense. You're just burying them at that point. I know it's not burying. I know, like everybody goes around the word burying, but you know what I mean. Like, it's not putting the title over, which is the whole point of the title.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I don't know. I just have a problem with that. I just wish that they could have did something different. Maybe somebody else could have gone after it, and maybe have the freaking that person, Lyra Valkyria or Chelsea Green, have a different match and win. You know, put the freaking title over. Makes no sense. Yeah. After that, we had the AJ Styles promo, said injuries had kept him out, but he's back, of course. He gets interrupted by Dirty Dom and just talks crap. And then, of course, AJ beats him down. And Carlito comes out. He also gets beat down as well.
They just got beat down.
Yeah, they just both got beat down. We had the World Tag Team Championship match.
At least AJ got his theme back. And then hopefully
I'm happy about that.
Give him something big.
It's crazy because like the Good Brothers are no longer there anymore. But you know what? It's fine. I kind of want to see AJ.
How about AJ going after Braun Breaker's IC title?
That'd be nice.
That'd be a fire match.
That'd be nice. I would love that. I'm pretty sure they teased it a bit. Didn't they have a stare down a couple weeks ago?
Forgot about that. Was it last week? He stared them, then he walked away. I just said that at the top of my head, and actually they did have a quick stare.
That's because that was in the back of your head. That's why.
Yeah.
So that they're definitely going to tease that. I would love to see that.
That's a great match.
That's a Mania match for sure. Of course, we also had the World Tag Team Championship between American Maid and War Raiders, which ended in disqualification with American Maid hitting them with the title belts.
Yeah, they weren't even trying to win.
Yeah, that match is probably going to happen again at Elimination Chamber. Looking forward to that. I want American Maid to win. Honestly, I do. I like the War Raiders.
Yeah.
But American Maid needs these titles.
Yes.
Especially because like the whole thing with Chad Gable saying, like, I'm going away for a little while. When I come back, I want to see the tag titles around your waist.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect storytelling for another one. It'd be great. We also had the Elimination Chamber qualifier match between Logan Paul and Rey Mysterio.
It's kind of abrupt main event, but
what?
Like it came out like the main event was like abrupt. Like I don't know how to explain it. Like the Raw on Netflix, the way it ends, I don't know.
Oh, because it's not 3 hours anymore though. It's like
it ends abruptly. Yeah, so it's just like you don't even know until like it happens. It's like
the ending. Exactly. But yeah, we had Logan Paul defeating Rey Mysterio. Logan Paul putting up some new moves. I would call it not really new moves though. He was just copying Hangman Adam Page's moveset.
and Hangman did say that a couple months ago.
Yeah,
he said if you're gonna somebody's gonna steal my moves, at least let it be somebody like
I forgot what he said, but I know what you mean.
Like word for them, basically. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, he basically stole Hangman Adam Page's moveset. I'm just saying, the Hangman Adam Page is up there. He's that guy. But anyways, Logan Paul. Props to you. That was a good match.
And the finisher.
His finisher.
I love
fire.
The finisher.
Yeah.
The finisher is not Hangman's.
What's it called? The pulverizer?
The pulverizer.
That was nice.
His name Paul, obviously.
It was basically like a really hard DDT.
So it was. Was it? Yeah.
It was kind of a DDT.
Kind of like an execution. You know, remember? You know, the edge.
Kind of like an execution, yeah.
But like he picks like him an extra up, flip. Flips him, and then it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's like an execution, like you're right, like an execution with a flip.
But like, it's like, yeah, it's nice though. I don't know how he's gonna do it to like some of the bigger guys because this is Rey Mysterio. He beat Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna do it to anybody big. Yeah.
Was it after the show? Like after it went off air, then New Day like attack Rey Mysterio.
I think so.
It went off air, and then they showed that, which is kind of could have just showed that on air, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It was still a great.
That was a good match, though.
It
was a good match. Rey Mysterio was always going to put on a good match, and Logan Paul's getting better. And then that finish is nice. Also, I think his music's a little different too. I think
Logan Paul in the Chamber, I kind of like that.
I mean, I understand. I like that for views and everything.
Obviously, yeah, promotion.
Probably not. Most likely not going to win. I mean, if he does, it's a real riot.
No. Was he not in Elimination Chamber?
Yeah,
last
remember
year?
When he
was like riding on the
sucker punch, Randy Orton, which cost Randy Orton to win. Remember
that?
Yeah,
and
then that started that little feud.
Feud is definitely going to come out of this where he's going to face somebody at Mania from the Chamber.
Probably. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Of course, after that.
That was it for Raw.
Yeah,
remember. And after that, the New Day like attacked Rey Mysterio because they're just, they're just assholes.
but yeah, of course, that was basically it.
I'm waiting for the only thing interrupt it real quick. The only thing I don't like about like the New Day thing, they're great heels, but like then they still haven't been given like an actual storyline yet. They just facing random people and they're just getting booed. They need to get an actual storyline now.
I think the thing is like their storyline is like everybody's turning on them, including their families.
No, I know. Yeah.
And then little by little, eventually they're going to get that actual storyline with a wrestler. I mean. Yes, I know what you mean.
That's what I mean. Yep.
So right now, I kind of like that they're focusing on that. Like the fact that, everybody's turning on them
it's
in the locker
good,
room.
Though, yeah,
people backstage are like, New Day sucks now.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's getting along with them. I kind of like that they're kind of like exploring that option. And then I know eventually they're probably going to go after the tag titles.
They got to have a few because Mania is already on the
Mania. Season. I can see them having a match at Mania for the tag titles.
I mean, pretty sure they have to. They gotta.
Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe the War Raiders, I guess.
If War Raiders defeat American Made, that's probably going to be the WrestleMania match.
And that would be a fire match.
Yeah. But that was basically it for Raw. We could definitely get into, of course, SmackDown now. Let's go ahead and do that. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. SmackDown this week was pretty decent. Not really much happened, of course. Well, actually, you know, a couple major things actually did happen now that I think about it at the end. But, of course, show did start off with Cody Rhodes. Obviously talking about Elimination Chamber now that Jey Uso has finally made his decision and picking Gunther. He now knows that the person who wins Elimination Chamber is going to be facing him. He's mentioned, of course, John Cena, potential people like Damian Priest, etc., which actually ended up freaking making the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre came out saying, like, I know you didn't say my name, but you know I'm going to beat you if I do. Of course, Cody mentions that Drew is one of the only people that has beaten him since he has returned to WWE, and he hasn't really forgotten that. Out comes freaking Jacob Fatu, says, no, he's actually going to freaking win the Elimination Chamber, and he's going to destroy Drew McIntyre, because, of course, there is a match that's going to happen later on tonight between them. In order to go ahead and not Drew McIntyre,
Priest and Braun Strowman.
He said, yeah, that's who he was going to face. He said he was going to beat them, and of course, in order to make it into the finals, because Drew McIntyre is already in.
And then on the screen pops up Solo arriving in the car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're all surprised, especially Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is going to lead to what that guy said, and I think it is because what happened in the event.
So, Jacob Fatu, like when they see that, they're like confused and they look mad. And then he tells Cody, like, I want to get the first word with him first. And they just storm out the ring and go backstage looking for him.
Yeah. He ends up finding him, too, later on tonight. Jacob Fatu confronts him. Solo says, like, I'm sorry, I just needed a couple weeks to get my mind off of things. I know I lost Ulu Fala, let the family down. But you are going to be the guy that's going to bring that title back to the family. And then he says, I love you, Jacob.
Yeah, which is
kind of weird. Like
a quick switch. It's like, yeah, it is kind of...
Like he's giving the keys to Jacob Fatu.
Is he saying I'm below you now? Like I'm gonna be like you're gonna be making decisions for us.
Seems like it.
Kind of.
Which is what people have been calling for a while.
Yeah.
However,
I see how they do it.
Solo has grown on me though recently because he's gotten a lot better. But I don't know. Jacob Fatu is just a different breed. That dude is so freaking over. Especially like his mic skills are great.
His mic skills is great because he sounds more real.
He does. He sounds more authentic. And honestly, like when he no sells, he seems like that. He's one of those guys that can no sell, and it looks actually believable for sure. But later on in the night, there is a match. We'll just talk about it right now. It was the main event between, again, it was Priest, Braun Strowman, and Jacob Fatu. This match was, of course, a qualifier match to get into the Elimination Chamber. I thought Fatu was going to win, but he didn't. Damian Priest won. I don't know why. I felt like Fatu would have been the perfect person to be in the Elimination Chamber. Major story there, obviously, is Priest going off to Elimination Chamber and Solo coming out to try to help Jacob Fatu. But then Cody Rhodes comes out. They all end up brawling, and Fatu accidentally sees Solo hitting Tonga. It was by accident, but he thought it was intentional.
And then he went to his face real quick.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Remember that storyline I was saying? Like, I was really hoping for Solo versus Jacob Fatu.
They could do that still.
They could still do it.
Also, backstage real quick, Jimmy Uso was, like, talking to McIntyre and ended up super kicked.
That was funny. Yeah. But separate from that, of course, main thing was Jacob Fatu and Solo is a potential match, and I really want to see that happen.
Yes.
Especially because, like, there's a little bit of tension between them. I know Solo was saying, like, I love you, Jacob. Jacob didn't really look like he cared, though.
So maybe... If it's not a mess, then obviously it's just Jacob taking over that group.
Yeah. Do you think Jacob is going to take over the group, though? It seems like it, honestly.
That's what it seems like for now.
I do want to see that match, though, eventually.
Another thing I don't like, why they always got to make Tama Tonga look weak? He's always getting, like, beat up. Or like you got to make him some type.
Tama Tonga?
You got to put... Let him do some stuff. He's always getting beat up.
What do you mean? He's always saying, yeah.
That's it. But like, he also gets beat up in every segment. Like, you got to... Can't just make him look weak.
Yeah,
You want to make the bloodline look strong. Well, this, even though they're not really the bloodline, but
yeah, I don't know. I'm just hoping we get Solo.
A lot of people say we're still waiting for the goat Tonga Lo.
That dude's gonna be out for a while. But
that's gonna be a potential match between the two. I can see that happening at Mania. That'd be wild.
Mania, yeah, that can be like an opening match. To be honest,
yeah, and then if not, it's just he's like you're gonna start answering to me now since you lost.
I mean, Mania is two nights. They need to fill up that card.
Yeah, they got a lot.
That's a great match to put on the card.
They gotta start the fuse now, like
immediately. ASAP. Yeah,
because
Seems last like year's they're planting seeds.
Last year's WrestleMania's build was wild. Like, it was great.
This year's Mania build has not been that good.
I'll say that for every segment.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the Royal Rumble winner is going after this guy, and then the Elimination Chamber is going after the other champion. Like, there's no, like, it hasn't been an actual.
Yeah.
Like, I get Gunther and this dude happened to have a little feud, but still, it's not like.
It's not anything like
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, last year's feud was wild with all the switch and turns at the. That was great. It was fun.
Yeah.
This year, the hype for WrestleMania is going to be great, I'm pretty sure, but it's still.
At the moment, it's
still kinda, February. It's they got a couple months, 2 months to do a.
I'm hoping they got to capitalize off the Elimination Chamber. They really do. Yeah, like, major stuff got to happen.
Yeah, there. 2 weeks away. Hopefully, 3 weeks. They start it. No, 2 weeks, right? Isn't it March 1st?
March 8th
is Revolution.
Oh, yeah, right.
The week after that. So, we're going to have 2 straight weeks of talking about heavy reviews for those episodes. It's going to be fun. But, yeah. So, yeah, hopefully they start the WrestleMania build. Let's see what they do with Solo and Jacob. Are they going to turn on each other, have a match? Or is just he's going to turn into the leader now and have Solo answer to him, which I'm fine with both for now.
Yeah.
I think both is fun.
Yeah, we'll see. We also had Naomi versus Chelsea Green. Naomi ended up qualifying for the Elimination Chamber. Again, as I talked about earlier, really freaking stupid to have your mid-card champions lose. Didn't even have to have them involved in the Elimination Chamber if you didn't want to put them in it. Makes no freaking sense. Yeah, they lost that Elimination Chamber, that's fine, but losing a qualifier match, come on now.
Yeah, you could have just put somebody else in that spot.
It's dumb. It was so freaking dumb.
You want to make your mid-card champions look worth a damn.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have Braun Breaker losing a thing. Yeah, right? Like, yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. Makes sense.
Of course, we also had Los Garza's versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Motor City Machine Guns ended up picking up the win there.
Big. It was just a random tag team match.
Yeah. We had The Miz versus LA Knight. This was actually interesting, though, because Shinsuke Nakamura came out. Of course, the aura on this man, whenever he comes out, his entrance is freaking amazing.
Yeah, the LA Knight came out.
LA Knight came out. He wants that rematch. I'm not sure if they're going to go. Well, they are going that direction now, but I don't know if they. I don't know why they're running it back. They ran it back, like, how many times already? Three times?
Yeah, they've already had it. And then LA Knight just had the title. I don't think he should.
He just won after the title and he lost.
Yeah, he lost the title and now he's been going after it.
Yeah.
I think he should just get away from that whole U.S. title
thing. I thought he was going to get pushed a little bit better. But yeah, of course, he came out. The Miz came out. They actually had a really fun back and forth.
The Miz, like, trashed him. And he's saying, like, he's worthy of that title shot.
Yeah, exactly. Miz was saying, like, if Cena can call his shots and so can I.
Yeah.
No, you're not on the same
boat,
buddy.
Totally random. But, like, I wonder what they're going to do with Karrion Kross. Like, obviously, the final test for they're fired. And then he was, like, kind of, like, working with The Miz, too. But I don't know.
Well, I'm no, sure it seems like done. He's, like, with, well, no,
I'm
because
to see what the, yeah, that was part of
Sami
that.
Zayn is now going to be with Kevin Owens, which that's going to be a fantastic storyline.
So I'm trying to see what they're going to, hopefully they, Karrion Kross deserves to be pushed, man. I don't know. We've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, we have been.
Like, they better find something for him. We better find at least a spot on the card. If it's not a big spot. Got to find something at WrestleMania for him. It could be a regular just match.
Yeah.
We'll find something for Karrion Kross.
They got to find something, but something for me. He's really
good. Good on the bike and everything.
He
has everything.
LA Knight defeated The Miz. Of course, now he's going to go on to face Shinsuke Nakamura.
Again
for the title. Okay, that's cool. Whatever. Just get it over with. I'm pretty sure Nakamura is going to win. Unless they just want to give it to LA Knight because they have nothing else better for him. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous
Carmelo
at this point.
R-Truth,
Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo Hayes picked up the win. Not really much to talk about there.
That's why we said, like, this week at WWE was kind of, like, boring other than a couple of main spots.
Yeah. Last part, we're just running through stuff.
And then,
Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax. This was a second title defense for Tiffany Stratton. She ended up picking up the win, but wasn't really a freaking
It was a disqualification. Candice LeRae caused a disqualification.
Disqualification win for Tiffany Stratton, but the main storyline there.
They were jumping her,
and Trish Stratus jumped over the barricade to help her. Yes. Trish Stratus was interviewed prior saying, like, hey, Elimination Chamber is in Toronto, your hometown. Are you going to be involved? Are you going to be there? She said that, it depends on, like, where my seat's going to be. Seems like she's probably going to be in the Elimination Chamber now, which that would be freaking amazing. I would not mind that at all.
She'd be in the Elimination Chamber, or maybe she's, like, in a ref in a match or something. Is there a title match?
No, it's the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah, so...
I'm hoping that she's in the Elimination Chamber, like the actual Elimination Chamber. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah, you have a legend.
Yeah. She doesn't need a win, obviously.
Yeah, you have the legend there, her hometown. I wouldn't mind it, yeah.
Nah, yeah, exactly.
And then Charlotte Flair came out while Tiffy was still hurt. She got beat up.
Charlotte Flair came out and officially declared that she's going to go after Tiffany Stratton for the WWE Women's Championship at WrestleMania.
Which was a little, not swerve, but like, it was looking like she was going to pick Rhea. Like,
yeah, point, well, so. That my question now, is that the right call? Me personally?
I'm fine with it.
I 100% believe this is the right call.
Yeah, she did already face Rhea twice. So
twice at WrestleMania. Was it 36 and 39, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, so it's, I think it's fine.
No, I think it's a perfect decision.
This just leaves me with, like, what they're going to do with Rhea.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Elimination Chamber. But
yeah, Elimination Chamber, whoever that Quinzel is going to go
after. We got to see all the participants.
As long as they don't run back Liv Morgan versus Rhea, happy.
If they do that again, I'm just done. I'm going to be like, damn, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, I don't want to see that run
like,
back.
Like, damn, I'm not even hyped for WrestleMania if that happens.
Yeah. Well, for that match specifically, I know what you mean.
No, but a lot of, like we said, a lot of the hype hasn't even been happening, so.
Yeah, I know.
It can't be Liv. There's got to be, there's still a couple more people to qualify, right? So
yeah, a couple of people haven't qualified yet.
So once we get the full thing, then we'll see. We'll talk about.
Yeah, we're gonna make our predictions. Episode, yeah, we're gonna make our predictions in a couple of weeks.
Or we'll run down maybe each participant. What would the feud be?
No,
maybe.
Well, we'll see.
But we'll talk about who our best option would be. I guess.
Yeah. At the moment, as long as it's not Liv, I'm happy. I love Liv Morgan. And it has nothing to do with Liv. It's
just we just seen the story too much.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. I don't. We don't need to see that match again at WrestleMania. Makes no sense. But in terms of Charlotte Flair picking Tiffany Stratton. I got Tiffany Stratton. This would be a great way to her to solidify her title reign and also push her to the freaking moon.
I kind of understand. I have the feeling they're going to make Charlotte win again.
Hell no. I hope not.
I'm just saying. Crowd doesn't want it, obviously. And then obviously, most of the wrestling fans don't really want it. And she's a great wrestler. Pretty sure she can put on a banger match, both of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a banger match. It might even be better than the Rhea match. Both of them are so athletic. And then the moves they do. Like, Charlotte does all those crazy flips and stuff.
Yeah.
Tiffany's very athletic. She's a great wrestler. She has, remember, her moonsault's good. They might actually have the better match. I don't know about the better feud, but they might actually have the better match. But yeah, if you want to build Tiffany as your next big superstar, because Charlotte's already that superstar.
Yeah.
But Tiffany's young right now. She's the champ. Have her retain, and then that's your new, like, another big superstar right there.
Major star. Yeah, major star, exactly. That'd be amazing. But in terms of Rhea, like I said, do not run back Liv Morgan. Well, see, it looks like Io Sky. That's, I guess, a rumor. The rumor right now is a triple threat between her, between Rhea, Io Sky, and Liv Morgan. I don't want to see that.
I don't think Liv should be in it. If they can do a triple threat, maybe with somebody else. We'll see. I don't think it should be Liv, even though they're kind of in that storyline. Remember, like, they were attacking Io Sky, Liv, and Raquel.
Yeah.
Maybe Raquel gets put in there. I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
But either. I'm not saying I don't want to see that either, but
we'll see. I'm hoping that Io gets like a last minute chance at Elimination.
We'll see who's in the limit, like we said, and then we'll see what the best options are.
Yeah. But anyways, that was basically it for SmackDown, basically it for WWE this week. But yeah, we could definitely get into, of course, the AEW side of things.
Yeah, Grand Slam had some great matches.
Great matches. Yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead and get into that. Right. Before we get into, of course, our AEW Grand Slam review, I want to introduce another segment, of course, this week's match of the week. Of course, we're going to be presenting a match of the week for every single week starting now. Of course, no bias. I mean, it's either going to be WWE or AEW, but this week it was definitely AEW.
Yes.
So this week's Max of the Week, presented by Backseat Wrestler Podcast, by the way. Like, comment, subscribe. Let's go. Of course, was Kyle Fletcher in Takesta versus Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay.
Stole the show and stole the week. It was a
great match.
And I usually don't, like, a lot of tag team matches usually aren't that good.
I'm a big fan of tag team matches.
I'm not saying I'm not a big fan, but, you know, some of them are kind of boring. This was freaking fire. Like,
it was great.
Literally every part of the match, it was like an A-plus match.
Yeah, well, of course, story behind it, Kenny and Will Ospreay being former members of the Don Callis family. Going against Don Callis family, the new up-and-comers, Kyle Fletcher and Takesta. And then, of course, both of them were betrayed by Don Callis himself.
In Kyle Fletcher's backyard.
Yeah, in Kyle Fletcher's backyard.
Not for him. They were booing him while he was literally in his backyard in Australia. But that match was awesome. Like, Kenny, that's like his first big match.
Back. Yeah. So, of course, I wrote down some of the key points. Kenny Omega hitting, of course, his OG moves like the Snapmare Suplex, the V-Trigger. Of course, the One-Winged Angel.
Yes. I got scared at one moment. When he tried to suplex, he actually hit his head really hard on the mat.
Oh, yeah, that looked bad.
Yeah, but luckily, he was fine. I thought he was concussed for a second, but he got up fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
And then the rest of the match was just awesome.
Yeah. We had Don Callis getting involved, stopping Ospreay from hitting the hitting the, of course, the Hidden Blade. We had Takesta's Blue Thunder Bomb, of course, flawless.
Yeah, did you see well, I don't even know the name of the move. Just Will Ospreay backflipped and did like a 17 freaking spins and flips right onto Kyle Fletcher.
That was nice. Yeah, he does that every match, but it's still great. It was just,
that looked even better. I don't know.
Yeah, just, but of course, it was awesome. I just love Takesta. I'm a big fan of Takesta.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while.
He's had he just makes every move look completely flawless. Yes, and he makes every move look painful.
Yes, Takesta's a freaking I've been saying that for a while. Remember I was saying push Takesta for before they were actually like pushing him.
Well, same thing with Fletcher.
You were saying push Fletcher. I was saying push Takesta. They are both of them, obviously.
Yeah. We had Ospreay and Fletcher, of course, selling and playing to the crowd. They both know how to play the crowd really freaking well. Fletcher being a heel is great. Yeah. He knows how to play the heel role with the crowd.
He's getting better and better. Yo, this dude is a beast.
He is a beast. Of course, ending had Ospreay hitting the Hidden Blade onto Takesta while Kenny Omega was hitting the One Wing Angel. It was freaking amazing.
It was like they hit it like perfectly. Like Hidden Blade right at
The time Hidden Blade off the top rope into the One Wing Angel.
Yes, this is why this was match of the week, and it also. Yeah, it stole the card.
Yeah. No, well, this was a match that...
And it was the first match of the card.
Exactly. But this was a match that people were saying, like, if you don't watch AEW or you don't like AEW, you still got to watch this match. This match is so freaking good.
Yes.
And it was great. It definitely lived up to expectations.
AEW has tons of haters, and we were even questioning AEW a lot over the last year and a lot of their decisions and stuff.
We still are.
And we still are. Exactly.
Yeah.
But this match... This is what makes AEW like when it first came out. This was one of the type of matches that we used to see all the time.
Yeah, no, this match was fire.
And they're all like they're all originals. Well, almost.
Basically originals.
They've been there for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Of course, after the match, backstage they did have Omega challenging Takesta for the International Championship at Revolution. That's on March 8th.
That's gonna be a banger.
Banger.
That might
match.
Be the best match on the card.
Exactly. Well, maybe not, because Will Ospreay challenged Kyle Fletcher to a steel cage match at Revolution as well. Yeah. So Revolution is looking to be in a freaking amazing pay-per-view.
It's a match of the night that week. I mean, match of the week for that week is gonna be tough.
Yeah. No, for sure.
You better not be biased.
I'm not gonna be biased
because I know you love Will Ospreay. He usually does put on the best match, but
Kenny
and Fletcher,
you never know.
And then the rest of the card, as it's shaping up, we'll see. Still, a couple more things to tweak, but
yeah. Hey. Well, I don't know. I was stuck between this match and, of course, the Toni Storm match was really good too. Toni Storm versus
Of course. We can talk about Grand Slam since that was the Kyle Fletcher one was the first match, the tag team match with the match of the week. Presented by Backseat Wrestling, like you said, that was the match of the week. Was the first match of Grand Slam,
exactly. But yeah, of course, that was the first match of Grand Slam. We could just continue on with, of course, Grand Slam. It just kind of fit.
It was
kind of
tough that was the first match, so everything else had to had to live up to that. It was kind of crazy.
We had the TBS Championship match between Mercedes Moné and Harley Cameron. Well, Harley Cameron actually came out and looked really good.
Yep, she had the crowd on her side, and this was one of the first big matches, like great matches that Mercedes had in AEW so far. Like
one of the first, She's starting to pick it up, but this match was great.
Yes.
Mercedes Moné did pick up the win. I thought Hillary Cameron shouldn't have won, so I thought it was the right call.
I still believe though Mercedes got to get rid of some of those titles. she still has three titles. 100%. She's got to lose.
She has four, I think.
Yeah, she got to lose some.
Exactly. But of course, I love that. That's great. They haven't really built anybody up to actually beat Mercedes Moné yet.
What I'm saying. They got to build more.
Well, they got a lot of people back now, so hopefully they do. I mean, of course, they have Julia Hart back. I think she's going to be a freaking great contender for that. As long as they don't keep putting on the same people, I think it'll be fine. Britt Baker looks like she might be on her way out, but if she doesn't, then that'd be good to run it back.
That's the rumor, but you never know. They can their relationships right now ain't good, but they can always get better.
We'll see. We had the Death Riders defeating Cope and Jay White in a pretty decent match as well. Of course, there was a lot of tables involved. It was pretty good. The way that ended was kind of like weird, though. Not weird, but
the ending was a little
a little drawn out, I guess you want to say. It basically ended with Moxley putting Cope in a bulldog chokehold.
Bulldog choke and then choked him out.
Choked him out until the referee, of course, had to ring the bell. And then afterwards, they basically held down Jay White and made him watch as they put him back in a freaking bulldog chokehold
for a little bit more,
and kept them in there. Cool thing about that, though, I know as much as like we don't really like John Moxley's reign, he was like, "Oh, that's what I'm supposed to be afraid of afterwards."
Yes, that this was good. Yeah, like him walking away, they're building more toward, yeah, but this is the way it's looking. It's looking like they're building towards Cope beating him just because
I'm really
saying that.
Not.
And I don't want Cope as a champion. But I also would like what we were saying. You've been saying Jay White. We need Jay White. We need Hangman.
Omega,
yeah.
But he's going at the Takeshita right now, so that'd be pretty cool to see him with that title for a little bit. But
yeah, I say Moxley retain. I don't know though. Just the way it's looking, I don't want it to happen. But it's looking like they're pushing towards Cope winning, especially since he lost this one. They're not gonna make him lose again. I don't know.
No, they're gonna make him lose again. I hope so.
I mean, I hope so.
He's not the person to take that title off of.
He's not. Yeah, we've been saying that for a while.
Moxley at all.
No. You have to have an AEW original.
100%. There's no way.
And it's not Orange Cassidy.
It's not Orange Cassidy, no. It's either going to be, I really hope it's either going to be Hangman or Omega. However, both of them are strung up in their different storylines at the moment. Sucks. Hangman, of course, with MJF.
I want Hangman.
Omega with Takeshita and Don Callis family.
Jay White's the only guy that's part of this storyline.
Yeah. He's not an original either, but I'd rather see him than Cole.
That's the only thing. So I don't know what's going on. This is the only thing. We said they've been digging themselves in holes.
Yeah. Well, like, what do you think of John Moxley's like title reign so far? I don't think it's been
as
entertaining
good.
As it should have been. Yes. I feel like they dropped the ball on the whole like storyline between the Death Riders taking over AEW.
Yes, when this story first happened, remember we was kind of excited.
Yeah.
About the new tree, we thought the takeover was gonna be different. Though we thought there was gonna be like a hidden. Actual other part, like a remember we were talking about Shane.
Yeah, Shane. That wasn't gonna happen though.
We were talking about Shane, but it could have been anybody else. We were talking about like another power running this whole thing, and then we were talking about the Young Bucks work, the Elite working with them. We were talking about that too.
That's kind of been dead in the water too.
Hasn't happened. So that's what. Yeah, this story kind of. I don't know when it first was introduced. It had lots of potential, but the way it's played out hasn't. And then we never see the title. We haven't seen the title in a long time.
If it's even in the case.
It doesn't even feel like he's the world champion because nobody hasn't seen it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
he could have just carried it and like, no, nah, but then that would have been the same thing as like.
Or just like got a new title.
I was going to say he could have put it like spray paint, but that would have been the same thing as like NWO or something. So that.
Or same thing as like CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk. So
CM Punk did that.
Yeah, people would hate on that too. So I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's – I don't know. I'm not enjoying his title reign. Again, as I said last week.
Some of the matches have been still good. It's been good. It's just like the storyline.
The storyline has been trash. And also not seeing that title is definitely hindering your title. Not seeing it is definitely going to hinder like the effect it has.
It doesn't make you look like a world champion because you literally – you're not wearing a title. You don't enter with a title. You don't pick it up. You don't raise it up.
Nothing.
So it's just like normal match. It doesn't look like a title match at all until somebody beats him.
And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
And it can't be Cope. Can't be a guy that's just got there that's really, really almost 50 years old.
No, I can't.
No, you just got to be AEW original because that's what the original storyline was, an AEW takeover.
Well, people always forget Christian Cage still has that title shot.
That's another thing. And I don't want him to win either.
I don't want
him
to win either.
And I love Christian Cage. Especially like, remember when he had TNT? His reign was fun as TNT.
His reign was fun.
And his promos are awesome. Talk about everybody's dad. But but that's another guy. It's another older guy. XW. Like, it's
non-AEW original.
And he already has that title shot. That's another thing that's going to stay there too.
Yeah.
So we already know that's going to happen too. So it's just like, maybe, what if he catches it like during this match? Ends up losing, but like he attacks Cope and they run that back. You never know.
They can run that back. I wouldn't mind that. That's actually a great idea. You mean at Revolution?
Yeah, like he can do like, obviously it's not Money in the Bank. It's not like they're in, but you know, it could be.
It's kind of like Money in the Bank.
Yeah, you can go in during that match, make it like when they're both hurt, make it a triple threat, but then he loses.
Yeah, cost Cope the title by accident.
Cost Cope the title.
Even though they're not really on the same page either. They don't like each other at the moment, but still.
That's what I'm saying. They can cost Cope the title.
Start that rivalry.
And then it starts that rivalry again. I wouldn't mind seeing that again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'd rather that than Cope actually win the title.
I'd rather that than Cope winning. And
Moxley can move on to somebody else.
And then I don't want to see Christian with the title either. And he's going to get I don't want to see a one-on-one with him and Moxley either.
Yeah.
And they're both heels. So that's the only thing. That kind of makes sense.
I agree.
We can see Moxley move on to bigger, better things. You won't see Christian or Cope in that storyline no more. That makes sense to me.
I wouldn't mind that because right now they kind of booked themselves into a hole.
Yes. Because if that happens and he beats him, then we're going to have to see Christian get it now. Like, it's kind of no.
Yeah. Moving on from that, though, of course, we had the AEW Continental Championship match between Kazuchika Okada and Buddy Matthews, in which I thought the wrong person won.
Yeah, I was rooting for Buddy Matthews. We were saying push him for a long time, especially with the
this was his chance.
Malakai Black leaving now.
This was his shot. This was his chance, and they
blew his home crowd.
The only way they can capitalize off of this, and this is what I'm hoping they do, is the payoff is at Revolution. They have that rematch.
Yeah, maybe they just run it back.
Well, the way he lost, it kind of seemed like it. Okada had a cheat.
Yeah,
hit him with a low blow, then hit him with the Rainmaker.
Yeah, so he can definitely get the rematch. That's a pay per view.
However, that's if he's not actually injured.
Yeah,
because if you watch the match at the beginning when he was jumping off when he was doing his entrance. He jumped off the rope.
He jumped over the rope and he rolled his ankle.
Kind of looked like he sprained his ankle.
So it's probably just a sprain. It's not going to be a major injury.
Hopefully.
I don't think it's major.
Well, think
he
about
finished it. He did the whole match on that ankle.
You're right.
So shout out to him for being tough.
But think about it like this. We thought that Adam Cole's ankle injury wasn't that bad and he was out for like a year and a half.
That is true. my buddy Matthews compared Adam Cole. I'm talking about like the structure.
Strength and all that. Yeah, strength. I know what you mean.
He doesn't like. Pretty sure he has stronger legs and stronger joints and stuff.
Well, you never know. But still, I really hope
that
Buddy Matthews
really matter, I guess,
that but. Match, I hope it pays off at Revolution.
Any little thing could be a torn Achilles. The kid, it doesn't. Yeah, but you usually can't even walk on a torn Achilles.
No, it's not an Achilles.
And he did a whole match. So it's most likely just like a grade, maybe like 2 sprain.
Or, yeah, he rolled
couple weeks
ankle.
Off.
It's not that bad.
I wouldn't mind it. And then he gets a rematch.
Well, he has 3 weeks to Revolution. Yes.
So shout out to him for doing the whole match. He had to anyways, but on the sprained ankle.
Yeah.
And it was still a really good match.
The good thing is it's only a 3-week build. You don't have to have him have another match. They can literally build it backstage.
Yes, he could just come out. Maybe they can use it in a storyline too. Like,
yeah.
I rolled my ankle and then you still had to cheat to beat me, blah, blah, blah. And then they can build it like that. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but put it into the storyline. That's always like when you put real life into storyline, that's always good.
Yes. That's what they should do. And then finally give Buddy Matthews his push.
That he deserves.
That he deserves.
100%. I agree.
Yes.
But of course, after that, we also had the main event, which was the AEW Women's World Championship match between Toni Storm and Mariah May. One of the best storylines in AEW history. Yep.
Toni Storm's backyard.
Toni Storm's backyard. Amazing payoff.
Yes, because Toni Storm, remember. She wasn't timeless. I mean, she was timeless. Then she wasn't timeless, but then she was just playing off as her old character. And then she even played off as Mariah.
That was hilarious, by the way.
And now she was back to timeless.
Great match.
Great storyline.
Great storyline. Great match. Feud. Match ended great with, match. Of course, Toni Storm rolling. Actually, it was a roll-up pin, a victory over Mariah May, which honestly looks Mariah May look
yeah, it
pretty
make
strong
her look
as well.
Like weak enough, yeah.
Great win. Honestly, like a powerful win in front of a freaking hometown. I still thought Buddy Matthews should have been the one to win. I don't know if I would have rather, but it's fine.
Yes.
Toni Storm, 4-time AEW Women's Champion, the first ever to do that.
4-time, yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't hate it.
Toni Storm is.
I was rooting for Toni Storm.
She's that girl.
Yes, she is.
She's that girl.
She's literally the top dog in AEW.
She is, and men or women's.
That's 100%. That's why I just said the top dog. I didn't say the top dog.
Men or women, she is the best thing in AEW at the moment. Toni Storm is. Honestly, one of the best women's wrestlers on the planet.
Yes.
And now that the storytelling in this match, the storytelling that they've been putting on for the past couple of months between Mariah May and Toni Storm,
I thought
it was an amazing payoff. It was great.
Yeah, everybody loves Toni Storm. So.
Everybody loves Toni Storm. And Mariah May,
everyone loves her
storyline.
Obviously, she's as a heel, too.
Top heel in the company.
She's
great.
She's the top woman's heel.
For sure.
She's a better heel than Mercedes, 100%.
Oh, 100%. I agree.
100%.
No, I agree. For sure. They definitely
do they do? All right, so what do you think they do now with, like, for them. I don't think they run it back again.
I don't think they're going to run it back immediately. I feel like, then again, what are they, 1-1?
I mean, they're 1-1. So
they might run it back at Revolution.
Maybe, or at one of the bigger ones down the line.
Yeah.
Maybe they have Toni Storm face somebody else and stuff for the next few pay-per-views, and then what is it, All In?
All In is in Texas, right?
And then maybe they run it back at the big stage, which that's like their big...
And that could be like the final match between them?
That's their big show. That's All In. So.
Yeah. And then that should be like the full payoff for all that?
Probably.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind that, actually.
I wouldn't mind the immediate thing, but I think the story, since they're two of the best right now in AEW, they deserve that.
Yeah. I'm happy Toni Storm has the title back. I was enjoying Mariah May's title reign, though. Not going to lie.
But she had it for a good...
She had it for a good amount of time.
She had a good
couple of good title defenses. I still think she's definitely has not lost any type of like aura point or anything like that. She's been great.
When you lose to the... Like we literally said, the best thing in AEW.
It doesn't affect anything.
You can't. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was basically it for, of course, AEW Grand Slam, and basically it for wrestling in general.
Grand Slam was almost like a mini pay-per-view, and it was on TV. Started really late, though. It sucked.
Yeah, it definitely did suck.
Retaped in Australia, but great TV show because it was on TV.
Yeah.
And then great matches. Obviously, match of the week. That tag team match was incredible.
Yeah. I still can't believe you freaking immediately just said, like, get rid of Jon Moxley.
I mean, we want me to get rid of Roman Reigns and Tribal Chief or get rid of Seth, who's in that big feud. I can't.
If I'm being honest, I definitely was not going to see you getting rid of Roman. I thought there was a small chance you were going to get rid of Seth. Not going to lie.
I don't know. If you kind of notice how this, I actually pushed for Seth a lot on the show. Like, even, like, you remember, like, a whole year ago, we were doing, like, top 10 wrestlers.
I had Seth
in, like, in that top five, and yeah. I don't even think you had him. So I've always been a big Seth Rollins fan.
Yeah.
I think his actual wrestling ability is underrated.
Have Seth go back to the Architect, and I become his number one fan.
The Architect was great.
I become his number one fan, so.
But this new thing looks like he's at least going to be a heel, at least.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Not yet, but. He's going to just get back at the actual people who are supposed to be bad. Because remember, Roman was an asshole for 4 years.
Yeah, for real.
But he's the one that started that, kind of. And then CM Punk. Yeah, so.
We'll see. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, for more wrestling news.
And then hopefully these segments were good.
Now we're bringing them back. I enjoyed it. The push Barry,
but we're gonna do it like differently, like actually on the spot, picking through.
Yeah, 100%. Well, you didn't even know him. I just told you.
Yes. This came out of nowhere for me.
For the next one, I want to do it where it says us three, like both of us doing it random.
Yes,
so we can both choose. But yeah, of course, that was basically it. Like, comment, subscribe as always. Let us know let us know all your thoughts on the comments. Really appreciate all the feedback. I answer back to basically every single comment that we get. Even the ones where they trash us, because it's hilarious.
Yeah, I laugh at those. I don't care. It's hilarious. Just comment.
Yeah. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe. Love you guys so much. See you guys next week. Peace.